So, Rob, in this particular case, as you correctly note, we've charged 27 individuals with being engaged in a conspiracy to distribute heroin in the northwest Baltimore, or more specifically the Mondawmin area of the city. A number of the defendants, based on their prior record, are subject to mandatory penalties based on their prior drug trafficking crimes. We have 18 of the individuals currently in custody, and more arrests are expected. As you correctly noted in your preliminary remarks, this is one in a series of cases that we have brought over the past year throughout the city in an effort to attack the drug trade, which often is a driver of much of the violence that we have seen in our city. So we've brought similar initiatives against groups of individuals selling either heroin or cocaine in places like Coppin Heights, East Oliver, Gilmore Homes area, the Greenmount Corridor, which was the large indictment involving the Black Gorilla family members, Lafayette Square, the Belvedere Corridor in the northeast, the southwest, up in Pennsylvania Avenue and in the Tri-District area. And I think that this is having a real impact on the crime fight, because what we have seen in many of these areas, Rob, is that once the indictments are returned in these areas and we're able to make the arrest, that we're seeing a drop in the crime, certainly a drop in the open air, if you will, you know, drug distribution that's going on in these communities.
In the case of the Mondawmin area, I understand the man who's believed to have been the supplier for the heroin has also been arrested. Tell me a little bit about him, and I understand quite a bit of heroin was seized when he was arrested last week.
Right. I don't have the exact quantity, but, you know, we often are, at my fingertips, but we often are, you know, confronted with the difficulty of trying to get to the suppliers.
I think I was told 9 grams of heroin and 500 pills. That's what I was told.
Oh, well, see, there you go. So that's, you know, that's very helpful for us, of course, for obvious reasons. And, you know, we obviously want to try to work up the chain as much as we can. The suppliers are sometimes difficult to get to because they try to stay off of the street and away from the watchful eye of the police department. But here we were able to capture one of the suppliers, and so we're very happy about that. I would say, Rob, that the police department, as always, deserves, you know, a tremendous amount of credit in these cases. These are difficult and, more importantly, dangerous cases that the officers put themselves at risk for to make, and they deserve just a tremendous amount of credit for all their effort and work in bringing these individuals to justice.
I've talked to narcotics officers in the past, and some of them are frustrated, saying we make these big arrests, but then there are new offenders to replace the people we arrested. You know, the drug trafficking moves to another neighborhood. Is that still a problem in Baltimore City, and how do you fight it?
Well, you know, Rob, you make an excellent point, as do the narcotics detectives that you talk to, because, of course, despite all the good work of the police department, and then if we're, you know, successful in obtaining convictions, you're always confronted with the issue of the people who may come in and try to replace them and, you know, take up that same territory. That then becomes a question of deployment and enforcement by the police department. I know they're very cognizant of that and trying to hold the ground, we like to say, and make sure that people, like you mentioned, don't come in to replace them. You know, it becomes a much broader question, of course, and creating, you know, opportunities for employment, education, things of that nature in these areas to make them, you know, safe and secure, so those type of people who really are a cancer on these communities don't come in. But it is a struggle, but notwithstanding that, you know, we continue the fight.
I have to ask, since this is the first time you and I have talked since the primary, let me get your reflections on what's apparently going to be the end of your tenure as Baltimore City State's Attorney.
Well, you know, Rob, it will be the end of my tenure, but I am here until the end of the year, and I have a job to do and a responsibility to the citizens of the city who elected me, and I'm going to just continue as I have for the last 4 years to remain focused on the crime fight and to do everything I can to work with our law enforcement partners in the police department to continue to try to make good cases like this and try to keep everybody in the city safe and secure.
On the political side, will you campaign for Ms. Mosby or Mr. Neverton, who apparently is running as an independent?
Well, you know, Rob, as you probably often heard me say, I try to stay out of the politics as much as I can. I mean, I think my job is to stay focused on the crime fight, and that's just what I'm going to continue to do.
All right. Baltimore City State's Attorney Greg Bernstein, thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now. Appreciate it.
Okay.